He recommended to me that since it's Rosh Hashanah, we should learn about the Siddur of Rosh Hashanah, the Nusach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah. So this past Sunday, I spent some time on this Sefer, hot off the press, Rav Druk on the Machzor. I'll share with you some ideas that resonate with me about the Nusach HaTfilah. Not everything here is in the Sefer, we'll run through some ideas, I think, that relate to the Yom Narom, some basic Yesodes. Well, some Chidushim, we'll try to bring out some Chidushim. First thing is, let us discuss the additions. In Rosh Hashanah, we add into the Shemona Esrei, four additions. Zochreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim v'chosfeinu b'sefer ha'chayim l'mancha elokim chayim. We add that into Ovos, into Gevurois, we add the Nusach mi chomoicha av rachamim zoicha yitzurov l'chayim rachamim. We come to the end of Shemona Esrei. Moidim uchesoyv l'chayim toivim kol b'nei v'risecha, and then we add the very end, the sefer chayim bracha v'shalom. I want to suggest to you that there is a correlation between the first two additions to the last two additions, and that requires us to really know how to translate the words, where to put the comma. So I see Baruch Hashem Beleza has a siddur. So you have a siddur in front of you. So look at the very end. Let's go backwards. I've seen this vard in a lot of I've seen this idea more than once. And then when I read it here in Rabbi Druk Sefer, I don't remember where he says it from. It reminded me that this is not the first time I saw this. Probably every year, Baruch Hashem, when you go through some of the verlach on the Nusach HaTfilah, you always come across this. So they always say as follows. How do we read the words at the very end? B'sefer Chaim, in the Book of Life, Baracha, blessing, v'shalom, ufarnasa toiva, a lot of nice things, blessing, life, blessing, peace, and good parnasa, nizocher, so we read over here, we should be remembered, v'nikos save, and we shall be written lefonecha, before you. Now in my art school, Siddur, there is a comma after the word v'nikosev lefonecha. They've taken these expressions, nizocher v'nikosev, may we be remembered and may we be written before you. And then it goes on to say, anachnu us, v'chol amcha beis Yisrael, and all of the people of Klal Yisrael, lechayim toivim u'lesholayim, for life, good life and peace. Okay, so many of the svarim, it says that that's a mistake. What our school has done needs a source, and I have no doubt in my mind they have a source. Everything they did over here, this has been tested. It has lasted. It has stood the test of time. And by the way, Yishter, one of the major chidushim of the art school Siddur, which is unique, which we don't appreciate this because it is so common by us, is but before the art school came along, there was almost no siddur. It was very rare to have a siddur where they put in the Nusach HaTfilah commas and periods. Because who says? When you put a comma in the Nusach HaTfilah, that's a commentary. Who says that's where the comma belongs? Who says that's where the period belongs? Maybe if you have a pasuk, you have a complete pasuk, then they have a pasuk. So then you put a period. But when you write the Nusach and you have a flow of text, who told you you should put a comma in this location? Who says that's the correct location where the comma belongs? So it's true, there are certain things which already have been long established. There's an old disagreement where the comma should be. Classic thing, I guess, would be like, let's say the Nusach of Birchas Kohanim. Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. This is an old story. Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu barcheinu. So what do you say? Mayor, you daven for the Amud Alat in Pozna. We have Mayor via the Baal Tefillah of Pozna. You're a Baal Tefillah in Golos. You're a Baal Tefillah, you're only around the corner. You're a Baal Tefillah in Golos. You used to daven a lot. So what did you say, Mayor? You say, Barchenu v'abirocha hamishuleshes kama? Or did you say, Barchenu v'abirocha hamishuleshes batoira kama? Where does the comma go? Does the comma go after the word Hamishuleshes, or does it go after the word Batoira? And what is the nafkamina? What is tripled? Is Birchos Kohanim a triple blessing? Yivarechacha, Yisa, Yoyer, and Yisa.
Is there a difference between Ashkenaz and Sfar?
No, there is no difference. The only difference is the Gra and the rest of the world. That's the only difference. It's
what about
the Gra. What?
Nusachari.
I don't know for sure, but from what I understand, there's only there's the Gra. The Gra was the Ivri. He was on one side and the whole wide world was on the other side. There are a lot of things like that. The Gra was his own man. He did a lot of things. 90% of what he did we completely dismiss. And there are certain things that he says that the entire world has embraced 100%. Even someone told me today, I was talking to someone on the phone, he told me, what's an example? Are you allowed to derive pleasure from a dead body of a non-Jew? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's osur. It says in the Ramah, it's osur. The Mechaber and the Ramah agree, the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim agree that it's categorically forbidden, I think even in HaTorah, to derive benefit from the dead body of a non-Jew. The Gra disagrees. The Vilna Gaon, who didn't live all that long ago, disagrees with the Mechaber and the Ramah. He holds it's permitted. The whole world today relies upon the Gra. If you go to medical school, you could not go to medical school unless you relied upon the Gra. To dissect, the Rav Moshe even writes that you're allowed to assume that whenever they're using dead bodies for different experiments, or they're using dead bodies to teach students in medical school, if you're a student yourself in medical school, you have a right to assume that since most dead bodies in this world are non-Jews, you don't have to ask what you do not know is good for you. You could assume it's from a non-Jew and it's mutter, because the Gra holds that it's mutter. Oh, but it says in Shulchan Aruch and their mother, it's aser. Guess what? The Gra won. In this instance, the world accepted the psak of the Gra. So you have over here the words, Barachenu, bless us. Do you read Babarocha HaMishuleshes, Kama? The blessing that is tripled, which refers to Birchos Kohanim, it's a triple blessing. Or do you read Barachenu Babarocha, period, HaMishuleshes Batoira, which is tripled in the Torah? So the Torah is what is tripled. The not the bracha. It's not referring to the bracha hamishuleshes.
What you're saying here, right? What is that? I had Aaron, right?
No, hakesuva al yidei Moshe avdecha. Baruchenu babracha hamishuleshes. But is it baruchenu babracha hamishuleshes? That's the way they have it in the art scroll. Bless us with the triple blessing. No. You're reading a run-on sentence. Is it there? Here are the two ways. Barchenu, bless us. Baberocha hamishuleshes. Kama. Birchas kohanim is termed to be a triple blessing.
Right.
Or is it?
Comes afterwards.
Or is it barchenu baberochenu? Kama. Put the kama.
You just said it. Hamishuleshes.
Period. Bless us with the triple blessing, which is what? Birchos Kohanim. And then, Batoira Hakesuva Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha.
Which is that the Torah was written by Moshe?
Which is found in the Torah that was written by Moshe, yeah. Okay, or do you read it? Barchenu Babracha.
It makes more sense the other way.
All right, that's the discussion. You have to go study this. That's okay. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Okay, you're right. I don't know. I didn't prepare this. You're right. I don't know. I just threw this out just as an illustration. You're right. You're right. It has to be studied to understand. But all I remember is that there's a very big disagreement, and in the article said they put the comma there for you. All right. They put the comma that's a controversial comma, but 99% of the time, there's no controversy. It seems that it's poshut. There's nothing that's poshut. Nothing. In fact, there's a story that Rav Pam, who's such a soft-spoken, easygoing person, he in a conversation with Meir Zlotowitz objected to Art Scroll putting commas in the Siddur. He was not happy. He felt that this is not a traditional thing to do, and you're limiting the interpretation of the Siddur by injecting your editor put commas. Who asked him to put commas in the Siddur to make it read, to make it flow? That's not necessarily correct. And here are the example I'm trying to give you. For the Yom Ram is a classic example of where you see nothing in this world is simple. And that is in the B'Sefer Chayim Brocha V'Shalom. In the R scroll there are commas. Ufar Nosa Toiva, comma. Nizocher, may we be remembered. V'Nikosev, may we be inscribed Lefanecha, before you. Then we go on. Anachnu Os, V'Chol Amcha Beis Yisrael. And then we say again, L'chayim toivim u'l'shalom. Isn't that repetitious? Didn't we just say one moment ago, B'sefer chayim, and we asked for brochai b'sefer chayim brocha v'shalom? Didn't we ask for that? And now why are we coming to ask for tovim? What's going on here? So there's a very common answer given that there's a mistake in the Siddur. Not a mistake in the Siddur, there's a mistake in the common way of understanding how to read this line. You are supposed to put a comma, or maybe better, a period, after the word nizocher. Put a period after the word nizocher. And read like this. B'sefer, in the book of Chaim, Berocha v'sholem, the book of life, blessing and peace, ufarnosa toiva, and good parnosa, nizocher, soif pasuk, end of the paragraph.
No, yes, Kiva.
Okay, soif pasuk. B'sefer Gedolah, B'sefer Chaim, Berocha v'Shalom, Ufarnasa Toiva, nizocher. Period. Now we go on and we make a completely different request. The next request is, V'nikosev lefonecha. May we be written before you, Anachnu b'chol amcha beis Yisrael, l'chayim toivim u'l'shalom. May we be written in a book of chayim toivim u'l'shalom. So the comma that appears in our art scroll Sidurim, which I always tell you, whenever I say something that's not nice at art scroll, I don't mean it, because I'm a product of art scroll. I am art scroll, okay? I am a product of art scroll, so I have no complaints against art scroll. But here, it's very common in the Sefarim that elaborate upon the Nusach HaTfilah. They say there's a to'os in either in the Siddur or in our common understanding. There is supposed to be a period or a new paragraph or a new chapter or maybe even a new book between the word Nizocher and the next word V'nikosef. The word Nizocher is the end of the previous sentence, and the word V'nikosef is the beginning of the next sentence. Now, that's all it says in all of the books, in Rabbi Druk's book and the other books. Now, I want to elaborate. I'm here today to elaborate upon this. And the elaboration is, so what? After that, very nice. Very nice. What did you accomplish? You put a period. Very nice, very cute. It doesn't really answer the question. It doesn't really. B'sefer Chaim Brocha V'Shofanos Tova Nizocher. Very nice. Oh, one request. Another request. We should also be written V'Nikosev Lefanecha Anachnu V'Chol Amcha B'Yisrael Chaim Tova Moloshalem. So it's two requests, but it's two requests which are almost the same thing. What do you have accomplished? So I want to explain. There's an answer. And the answer is this Nusach here is really a parallel to the first edition we put into the Nusach HaTfilah. When we begin the Shemoneh Esrei in Avos, we add in Zochreinu L'chayim. Okay, Zochreinu. Zikoroin. No Ksiva. Zochreinu L'chayim. Melech Chofetz B'chayim. Oh, and look at this. Even Art Scroll, even they, the ones who really messed up, I'm just joking, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, even they put here a comma after a sentence that is describing Zikaron. And now we have a new sentence. A new sentence that says, V'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim. Lemancha Elokim Chayim. So before we explain the idea behind this, take note that in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, there's clearly two separate sentences, and there's no disagreement where the comma belongs. There's a sentence that describes the concept of remembrance, and there's a sentence that discusses the concept of writing. Zachreinu l'chayim melech hafetz b'chayim, period, remember us. And then there's a sentence, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim, in the book of life, l'man chalukim chayim. Now, when you go back to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, ooh, now all of a sudden there's something going on here. There's a parallel. B'sefer. It's interesting though. It's interesting though that there is a reversal. We're playing here with games. There's a reversal, because in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, where is the book? The book is the book. Is where we want to be written, not remembered. We want to be remembered by Hashem, and the book is where we want to be written. Here, in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking to be remembered, Zochreinu l'chayim melech hafetz b'chayim, and then we're asking to be written in a book. That makes a lot of sense. You want to be written in a book. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we're breaking up the remembering and the book, but we're reversing it. We're writing first, b'sefer, in the book of Chayim, Brocha, v'Shalom, u'Farnasa Toiva, Nizocher. We should be remembered in the book. Does that make sense to you? In a book you should be remembered. In the book you want to be written. And then when it comes to v'Nikosev, we write v'nikosev lefonech, that's called Rabbi Yishol, l'chayim tovim u'l'sholem. So we have over here, first of all, it's interesting is that it's not all the same. Okay, that itself is also very interesting, is that Chazal didn't just burden us by repeating the same thing over and over again. It's not just nochamol, the same thing again and again. It's a very, very different request. There's a request to be written in a book, and there's a request that we should be remembered in a book. Now, what does that mean? Now, think about the story of the Megillah. In the story of the Megillah, Balayla hu nodrash nasa melech, Vayomer lehavi es sefer hazichronos divrei hayomim. The you nikroim, Ramayevsky, so he'll help me with the psukim, and it shall be read before him the Sefer HaZichronos. So, look at that. Just because you're written in the book doesn't mean anyone's going to read it. Go in the garbage. Okay? You know, in yeshiva, I never understood, in yeshiva, I never, they used to say, it says in Yiddish, I don't know, I never heard this until, and I was about a certain per Talmud Chacham, did he give out Svarim? There's an expression in Yiddish, you want to know, you know, what kind of person is he? Oh, he's a very big Talmud Chacham. Then you want to know, so I always, did he write a Sefer? So, that's not what they say. The people in the yeshiva world, I don't know where they get this from, they say, they don't say, did he write a Sefer? They say, did he give out? What do you mean, did he give out? Did he? If you want to talk about his popularity, does he sell? Okay, did he sell? How much do they give him? You know, Clinton can get $10 million or whatever you can get to write a book. Right? Did he give out? So I said, what does this mean? Did he give out? So he explained to me. He says to me, you don't understand. If you write a Sefer, who's going to buy it? Nobody. Who could care less what you have to say? People have a lot better things to do with their time to go read your book. Well, people are going to read your book. Even if your book is full of gossip, who's going to read? Who has time to read your book? To be worthy of such a celebrity that someone's going to read your book? Come on, get with it. So you're going to make a few dollars. If you want to publish a Sefer, you have to be independently wealthy. You have to pay the cost of publishing the book. And then, even after you do that, no one's going to buy it. No one's giving $1. You have to give it away for free. You go to your friend, I wrote a sefer. Look, I wrote a sefer. Here, have it, take it. Have it, please. Do me the favor. Take my sefer. And you give it to another person. Because the reality is, it's not a question of, did you publish a sefer? It's, because who cares? Did you give out? Because when you write the sefer, you give it out for free. That's how you promote yourself. Yeah, I'm telling you all this because look at Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus, he was sitting there. He couldn't fall asleep. He wanted to be bored. So what do they do? Vayomer lehavi es sefer hazichronos divrei hayamim v'yu nikroim lefnei hamelech vayimotzei chosov. And they discovered the following was written. And then, wow, he remembered what happened with Bigson Vesaresh. It's not just enough to be written in the book. Hashem can write in the book, you are going to get a wonderful year of life. Hashem will take the book, put it on the shelf, and never ever look at it. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you? It means very little. Oh, very good, you're alive. The cat's also alive. There are plenty of mice that get away, don't eat the poison. They're also alive somewhere in the walls. Okay, there's a lot of cockroaches. They're running around. You didn't get to them. You just were not able to exterminate them. They're running around inside your walls. Who cares? You're written for life in the book. You want Hashem to read the book. Ah, this guy, he's alive. We gotta invite him to the palace. We gotta dress him up in a nice costume. Kocho ye'oselu ish, asher hamelech chofetz. The king wants to honor him. So it's incredible what's happening over here in the Nusach HaTfilah. In the beginning of the Nusach HaTfilah, we begin Zochreinu l'chayim. Melech Chofetz, first Hashem, remember us, and write us down in the book. Okay, very good, I'll write you down in the book. Where's the book going to go? Who knows, in the garbage. It's going to go on the walls, it's going to go somewhere. At the end of Shmoyne Esrei, we have quite a bit of chutzpah. Now that you accepted our prayers, and you wrote us down in that book, Hashem, don't forget to read the book. Don't forget to take the book out. B'sefer Chaim, in the book of Brocha V'Sholem V'Farnasa Toiva, that we are already written. You already wrote us in the book from the beginning of the Shemona Esrei. Nizocher, remember us. Remember us. Remember what you wrote about us. And v'nikosev anachnu. And then we add again and write us again. Now, it could be based on what I'm saying is maybe what it means is, okay, what do you have to write? Maybe it means what you wrote about us last year. Okay, you have to. I don't have a good answer why we are coming now to say again, write us. So in the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, it's very easy. Hashem, remember us. Remember us. Well, maybe what we can suggest is as follows. This is a little bit more wild. The beginning of this Shemona Esrei, let's try to suggest this idea. The beginning of this Shemona Esrei is really a continuation of the end of the previous Shemona Esrei. At the end of the previous Shemona Esrei, let's talk Ni'ilah. Let's talk Ni'ilah last. Ni'ilah was the last time. Well, there you said V'chasmein. Fine, the same idea. The last time you said Sim Shalom, what was the last thing you said? You concluded with, again, we're putting the comma. Make sure you put the comma in the right place, not what it says in the Siddur. We said, V'nikosev lefonecha, may we be written lefonecha, anach v'lam chabei sholchaim tovim l'shalom. We begged you, please write us down in the book. But writing in the book means nothing. Because Bigson Vesaresh were written in the book, and look what it got them. Look what it got them. It got them nothing. Got them when Mordechai went and he told Ahasuerus, it got him nothing. They wrote him down in the book. Big deal. You wrote in the book. Who cares? Who's ever going to read the book? So the end of last year Shemona Esrei, or every Shemona Esrei, we have faith that Hashem will write us down in the book. When we begin the next Shemona Esrei, we start where we left off. Hashem, you wrote me in the book. Read it. Read it. Read what you wrote. What you wrote in the book last year, that you're going to give me life. It's like Mordechai saved Achashverosh's life. They wrote in the book, but no one could care less because no one read the book. People don't read today. Read the book. Oh, that's how you start the Shemona Esrei. Hashem, remember what it says. And then after you remember what it says, and by the way, write me down. Remember what you wrote last time we had a conversation. I asked you to write me down in the book. Now I'm asking you to read what you wrote the last time we met. And then you have to remember a new year is coming, so I need you to write me down for this year. I need you to chasveinu b'sefer chayim l'man chalokim chayim. And then the end of Shemona Esrei. Zoicher kol hanishkoches. Hashem is looking back.
Remember what you wrote down.
What you done last year. And the end, b'sefer chayim brocha v'shov v'nosalva nizocher. And then at the end of the Shemona Esrei, we ask Hashem to remember what he wrote at the beginning of the Shemona Esrei. In the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, we're just following a cycle. At the end of the beginning of the first bracha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, write us down in the book. And Hashem, right away, he writes us down. At the end of the Shemona Esrei, we remind Hashem, don't forget to read the book. Don't just put the book away in Seamus. Read the book. Read what you wrote. And just in case you check the archives, and guess what? We're not there. You can't find nothing to read. Then write us down. Then write it down. Don't forget to write it down. And then when you start the Shemona Esrei, you're just picking up where you left off. You wrote us down, so read it. The Zikaron is the reading, and then there is the writing, and it's a continuous cycle of life. Write, read, write, read. You write something down for the purpose of remembering it. And you see this explicitly in the story of Mordechai the Esther. Mordechai the Esther, Balayla, every time it says in the Megillah the word Hamelech, it means the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Balayla hu nodadoshnas Hamelech, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he awoke from his slumber, which means the Anochi Haster, this week's parasha, the Anochi Haster Aster Ponai Bayom Ahu, I will hide myself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachal, whatever that means, is sleeping. Hashem woke up, Vayomer, and he says, let me read the books. Vayomer, Lehavi es Sefer HaZichronos, Divrei Hayamim, Vikaru, and it should be read, what was written. And look at that, it spoke about Mordechai, what he did, big son of a Seresh. Wow. So it's not just enough to be written in the book. Someone has to read the book. And when you read the book, that's the Zikaron. So there's a continuous cycle here between remembering of reading and writing. Reading and writing. And that's why over here they are reversed. And all of this will only make sense when you know where to put the period at the end. At the end of the Sefer Chaim, you got to be very careful. B'sefer Chaim, Bracha v'Shalayim, U'farnasa Toiva, Nizocher. This Sefer, that it already is written about us, read it and remember us. And just in case it's not, there's nothing there, you can't find anything, you do a search, a Google search. The Ribbono Nishal Mestami, he has also a laptop that's connected with Google. And just in case he types in our names and nothing comes up, then write it. Hashem also has a blog. then v'nikasev lefanecha nachal cholam chabei yishol chayim tovim ulashalayim. And then when you start the Shemona Esrei, the next time you pick up where you left off. Remember, Rebbein Shalom, the last time we had a conversation, we told you to write us down in the book. Could you please go read the book, read what it said about us, the good things, and remember us, and take action? And just in case you can't read your own handwriting, then you know what? Write it again. And then we come to the end of the Shemona Esrei. Hashem, the last time we had a conversation, we told you to write it. Could you please read it? And just in case you can't find it, or maybe we're asking to write more. Let's write new things for us. And then the process continues. So this is a very important insight to look at the beginning of the Shemona Esrei with the end of the Shemona Esrei, to take note of where it says the word Nizacher, where it says the word V'nikasev. And the key is to know that there are completely two separate requests. They parallel each other. And you have to know where to put the comma and the period. Because this, what it says in the Archical Siddur, with all the honor and respect that we have for the Archical Siddur, Zele Poshut. This is not necessarily correct. You should put the comma after Nizachar v'nikasev lefanecha. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's two separate sentences. Just like in the beginning, there are two separate sentences. There are two separate sentences. And you got to be careful to where to put the period and the comma here at the end of this nusach. Okay, that's one idea. Now, once we're talking about Purim, about this idea, let's discuss another major theme about the nusach of the Yomim Noraim. As we say the word uvechein. Uvechein tein kavoid, uvechein tein pachtecha, uvechein. What are the, how many things we say? Five times? I think we say the word, how many times we say the word chein? I don't have a master in front of me. We say the word, I do actually say the sigil over here. We say uvechein a few times in the brach of Atah Kadosh. Let me count the number of vecheins. We say 1, 2, 3. No, it's got to be more than three. It's at least four or five. A uvechein tein pachtecha. It's one. Number two, uvechein tein kavod is two. Uvechein tzadikim. That's three. Then the simloich. Only three times. That's it. I thought it was four or five. I guess not. I guess only three times. Okay, so three times.
Gotta be five, because all the Divrei Torah talk about five.
So where's the other? Where are the other ones?
Which I'm missing. Did you say v'chein ten kavod he gave?
The first one is v'chein ten pachtecha. That's number one. V'chein ten kavod is two. V'chein tzadikim. V'chein yiskadash. Oh, v'chein yiskadash. Oh, that's later. So where's v'chein yiskadash shimcha? Where is that? V'chein yiskadash.
Right after kedusha. It's five. I know. I mean, I've heard a lot of Divrei Torah on five.
Okay, so some reason I lost it over here. So, okay, fine. All right, wherever it is. Okay, but in the beginning we have five. They fight uvechein. Who's the one that invented the word uvechein? Who is the one who invented that word? Every single thing that I have in the Siddur did not get there by accident. Every single, like Anshe Knes Hagdola, they were researchers. It's always good, Kedai, to review the Vart of Meir Zlatowitz. If you steal intellectual property from one person, you are guilty of the heinous crime of plagiarism. If you steal intellectual property from many people,
that's where you go.
Yes, okay. If you steal the intellectual property of many people, that's called research. And if you steal the intellectual property of one person, it's plagiarism. If you steal the intellectual property of many people, that's called research. That's a joke. But it's not such a joke. Anshei Knesset HaGadol incorporated into the Nusach HaTfilah the words and the ideas of what it says in Tanakh. And if the fact that they selected the word of Uvechein five times, where did they get that word from? There's only one person in the whole Tanakh that was very fond of that word. Esther Hamalka. Uvechein ovoi el hamelech asher lo yichadash. This is a very popular word. I'm not telling you chidushim right now. We'll get into the chidush in a moment. Esther, what did you say? Uvechein ovoi el hamelech asher lo yichadash. I will enter into the palace illegally. I'm going to break the rules. Asher lo yichadash. An illegal entry, because the only time you're allowed, even the queen, the only time she's allowed to enter into the palace, only if the king calls for her. And if the king does not call for her and she enters into the palace, she is chayev misa, unless she gets a pardon. And the pardon comes in the form of the king extending his scepter to her. So therefore, she's saying to Achashing, to Mordechai, you're telling me I should go and plead for Klal Yisrael? You know I may pay with my life, because I'm going to go unannounced. And maybe there are different perushim what that means, but it means simply means that my life may come to an end because I'm going to enter illegally. So the question is, the question we have over here is, not the question, but the idea that is said by many commentators, this is a very popular idea, is that that's exactly what we are doing on Rosh Hashanah. The Melech is the Melech Malchei HaMelochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Melech. And we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaloi Chados. Avoy El HaMelech Shaloi Chados. We have no business coming to ask Hashem for another year of life when we have ignored Him, disobeyed Him, we've made little of Him, we've challenged Him, we have complaints against Him, we have not lived up to our part of the bargain, not even a mashu of what Hashem has done for us. And therefore, when we come in Rosh Hashanah and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is chutzpah. Chutzpah noira. Uvechein avoy el hamelech asher lo yichados. So Chazal deliberately took the word from Esther and he put it into the Nusach HaTfilah multiple times to humble us and to remind. Everyone knows Tanakh on their fingertips, right? Everyone knows it's like air. Everyone knows everything. So when you say the word uvechein, automatically you see in front of you the whole story of the Megillah and you're humbled and you know right away this idea. Uvechein avoy el hamelech asher lo yichados. What I just told you is a very popular idea. Many Rabbanim will say this over. It's very basic. You saw this idea, and Rabbi Druki brings this down. I want to go a step further. And that is Rosh Hashanah. There's more to it. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day of is the Yom Tov that has a lot more to do with women than with men. And you find this all over. Why do we blow 100 tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah? Why? Where does that come from? How do we even know what a tekiah sounds like? All it says in the Torah is Yom Teruah. What does that mean? What does that mean? A day of Teruah, shouting? So scream. You go to Stalin and they daven Pesuk the Zimmer, they scream. You ever go to Hasidus Shemenyan? I can't take it. They scream. They scream the whole davening. This is a certain mahalach. Maybe it means to scream the whole day, to scream, scream, scream. Is that what it means? So, we don't know what it means. There's a Targum, Unkelus, that says, Yom Yababa. What does Yababa mean? It says, Vatiyabeb Eim Sisra. The mother of this wicked man was sobbing because her son did not come home from the battlefield. So we learn from that the word batayabeb, teruah, means to cry, but not just to cry. To cry like a mother cries. The sob of a mother is a different type of cry. Some men are babes, some men can't cry. They can't, they're just rock hard. Some men are babies, they cry too much. But when a mother cries, it's a very different type of crying. Okay, it's a very different type of tsar, the cry of a mother. And the whole that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Is it a shvadim? Is it a truah? A shvadim truah? Is it a soft cry? Is it the initial shock? Is it? That's where it comes from, the cry of a mother. So what do you learn? The entire mitzvah's hayoim is related to a woman, the cry of a mother. Chazal say Rosh Hashanah is an auspicious day to be remembered to have children. On Rosh Hashanah, who was remembered? Vahashem pokade soro kasher amar. The Kriyas HaTorah, the first thing is Hashem remembered Sarah. She's going to conceive. Hashem remembered Rochel, the Haftar of Chana. Everything about Rosh Hashanah points in one direction. Women. Vatiyah beim Sisra, Rachel Mevake al Bonecha, the Haftar of the second day, Hagar, the whole mice of Hagar, the tsar she had over her child. It's all about mothers. Sarah, Hagar, her tsar, the tsar of the mother of Sisera, the tsar, the pain of Chana. What's going on here? It's all about women. It's all about women. My high. Now, before I answer that question, that's also why we say Uvechein. Well, there aren't enough men in Tanakh that went to daven before Hashem. Avraham Avinu, he didn't daven. You don't find Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Hakam Eliyahu Navi, Hakam Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. He's not part of our liturgy. Where'd he go? He's a good guy. Hashem Hu Elokim. What happened to him? You can go through the whole Tanakh. You can find one Yonah, whatever. He's a Yom Kippur, but not a Rosh Hashanah. There's so many people that have these eloquent prayers. Daniel, he would be great. Daniel, he was one of the big daveners. He was a real big Baal Tefillah. No. All of these people are dismissed, and the only ones that get the limelight on Rosh Hashanah are the women. That's why. Uvichein, avoy el hamelech hasholoi chadas. We're looking for women. This is reverse discrimination. What is it called? This is we're bedafka, manipulating the results to only take people, women. That's why we take bedafka uvichein Esther Hamalka. Now, that doesn't answer the question why Nashim. So there are answers. Okay, we're out of time. So I'll tell you. There's one very good answer in the Levush. I don't have time. I'll tell you just a different answer, a very simple answer, which I don't know if you're gonna like, but one of the first tefillos. I have to really check if this is true. I have to really check if this is correct. But one of the first tefillos in the history of the world was Adam HaRishon asking Hashem for a wife. Adam HaRishon, the beginning of creation, there was no Chav, it was day six. Right, what happened on day six? Rosh Hashanah Hayoim Haras Olam. What happened? Adam, he opens up his eyes. Oh, look at that, here I am. Hashem made Bishvili Nivra HaOlam Pshutoi Kimashmoi. Hashem made this whole world just for me. He was whole world at his fingertips. What does it say in the Medrash? It says in Mamash the Pasuk. Hashem says, Adam, I got a job for you. I got a job, not a stockbroker, not a computer programmer, a zoologist. How about that? First occupation in this world was to be a zoologist. Not a botanist, not a chemist, not even a rabbi. How do you like that? Rabbi Mayevsky, Hashem did not, that was not the first profession, did not make him even a rabbi. I want you to work in the Bronx Zoo located in Tel Aviv. What are you going to do? You're going to name all the animals. You're going to categorize all the animals. We have a zoo. Every animal needs a name, needs a serial number, it needs a GPS tracker. Get to work. I'll pay you oil, gold, silver, automobiles, you have it all. You can have driverless cars, everything you want. Get to work as a zoologist for me. He sees the dog. There's the Mr. Dog and there's the Mrs. Dog. He sees the whale, the Mr. Whale and the Mrs. Whale. He sees the caterpillar, the lobster. Everyone has a wife. Everyone has a zivuk. So Adam begins to think, if all of these creatures have zivugim, where's my zivug? And he says to Hashem, Hashem, I also need a zivug. That was the first prayer. That was the first tefillah. And Ribbono Shel Olam puts him to sleep. And he wakes up, and there she is. Well, it doesn't say he wakes up. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that he woke up. We're just living in a dream. Vayapal Hashem lochem al adam tardema, but it doesn't say he woke up. But he got a zivuk. What is Chava, Rabbi Sai? Chava is the product of the first prayer. It's not just Adam was mispala. She is the product of his regret. It says clear in the Chazal, Adam said, Ribbono Shel Olam, where is my zivuk? That's a prayer. When you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about me? Gamani? I'm entitled. Isn't that a prayer? That's no different. That is a prayer. You're making demands. Gamani, what about what's going to be with me? And Hashem says, okay, you want to suffer? Go to sleep and you'll never wake up. Anyway, and there she is, Chava. Chava is a product of the Koyach HaTfila. What better tool is there on the Yom HaDin, the day of Tefila, than to use as our ammunition, our weapon, than the product of the first Tefila? The one who we put front and center to represent us on the Yom HaDin are the Noshim, Rachel, Chana, Sarah, Hagar, Esther. They're on display. It's a big museum, Rosh Hashanah. Look at this woman. Look at Hagar. Hagar, yeah. Hagar, Chana, Sarah, these are the people that are put, that are showcased and are used as a tool. The shofar, what's the shofar? The mother of Sisera, another one to the list. Aim Sisera, she is the tool. She is the makar for the blowing of the shofar. Why? Because an isha was the product of the first tefillah. There's nothing more potent, more powerful than that product of tefillah to be used on this Yom HaDin to allow us to succeed in our quest for success on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. Amir Tzashem, see you all tomorrow.
Listen, the five, if you want to know the five, I said, V'chein v'chein v'chamol v'malsecho is v'chol...
Chamol v'chein v'chamol, okay. Okay.
So the intro to Kedusha is the V'chein v'chos hal Kedusha.
Another one, that's six. V'chein, right, very good.
There's actually V'chein v'chos hal kol yachtiru.
Seven.
The opening line for Kelor Din.
Okay, so it's seven.
But I heard a lot of the great Torah.
Yeah. All the V'cheins. So there are seven. You just pointed out seven.
But there's actually six. I mean, but they're not all in one tefillah.
Right. Well, it depends. V'chein l'arich din, that, right. Right. Okay. Very good. Very excellent. Excellent.
You don't say l'arich din either by Shacharis or Muslim.
Right. You divide the first day, second day.
Right.
And Chamol, you don't say by Mincha.
Right.
Chamol, you only say Chazor Sashatz. Chamol is only Chazor Sashatz, not during the silent Shemon Esrei. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, that's the point.
Right, that's the reason. In the silent Shemon Esrei, you only have three.
Right.
And the Chazor Sashatz, you have at least five, sometimes even seven.
I heard enough speeches in my life that it was, they always
say five, right. Chazor Sashatz.
Yeah.
The Chazor Sashatz is five.
Only right. By one or the other.
Right. And Chamol, right. Chamol is all.
The next thing is the V'chein Yishkad Hashem Kol Hashem Elokeinu, like that.
Excellent.
Very good part. Very good part. This is a good speech. Very good.
It's good for the women.
Right.
All right. Be well. Have a good night, Rabbi Sai. Thank you for joining me. Be well.
How come all the Marishan's answer applies to us too?
How come Adam, what are you saying? How come Adam HaRishon's, I don't understand. What are you saying?
Respond, the Rebbeinu Shem gave him a wife.
Yeah.
It applies to us too.
What do you mean?
You ask?
I don't understand.
Ian.
Yeah.
He asked.
And he got.
And I got.
All right. Have a good night, Rabbi Sai.
Okay, hey, he doesn't have beer.